London, BBC Caribbean Report.
On the day that the Prime Minister of Antigua is expected to announce the date of the next general election, an opposition leader cites corruption as one of the major issues.
Evidenced by the fact that the influential New Yorker magazine recently described Antigua as a playpen for Prime Minister Byrd and his son.
One of the co-founders of the new party in the British Virgin Islands condemns the use of the British Nationality Act in his country. And a Euro MP explains why he's given the ACP Secretary-General a skin-lightening soap. I'm Soraya Patrick, and this is Caribbean Report. The announcement of the date for general elections in Antigua and Barbuda comes in the midst of already vigorous campaigning by the Twin Island nation's three main political parties. In sharp contrast to the 1984 election, when Antigua's Labour Party of Prime Minister Vere Byrd had an almost clean sweep of the 16-seat parliament, this election is likely to be a much more fiercely contested affair. Here's our Caribbean correspondent, Alan Tomlinson.
Despite the Antigua Labour Party's virtual monopoly of power, the past 5 years have been anything but plain sailing for the government. The party has been racked by severe internal dissension involving allegations of corruption. Although the veteran 78-year-old Prime Minister Vere Byrd Sr. seems set to lead his party into the coming election, there's been bitter feuding over the succession to the leadership between his two eldest sons, Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd and Public Works Minister Vere Byrd Jr. Corruption scandals and infighting have at times appeared to paralyze the government, leaving open wounds which were certainly the main factor in the decision to postpone an election until almost the last possible moment. Despite all the strife, the ALP is confident of another victory. It has presided over a long period of steady, sometimes spectacular, growth, which has brought a relatively high standard of living to the country. However, the performance has largely been achieved through heavy spending on construction, primarily in the dominant tourist industry. It has also required the government to borrow heavily, and its incapacity to repay is throwing it increasingly on the harder terms offered by commercial banks. Antigua's development strategy will be a central issue in the elections. Government critics argue that the country is far too dependent upon tourism, which accounts for 60% of the gross national product and half of all employment. By contrast, only about 2,000 Antiguans now work on the land, and the largely foreign-owned manufacturing sector has shrunk. The Byrd family and the Labour Party will be opposed at the polls by a revitalized opposition, which was in disarray at the last election. Dr. Ivor Heath will lead the United National Democratic Party, an essentially middle-class group which includes former Prime Minister George Walter, who broke the ALP's grip on power between 1971 and 76. The left-wing Antigua Caribbean Liberation Movement, led by former teacher Tim Hector, will also be contesting all but two of the 16 seats. Although its chances of success are slim, the party's newspaper, The Outlet, continues to be widely read and a painful thorn in the government's side. The election in Antigua is not expected to produce an upset, but it is likely to return an opposition to Parliament, the size of which could be an important pointer to the long-term political future. Alan Tomlinson, BBC, for Caribbean Report.
Well, Prime Minister Vere Byrd is expected to announce the date of the general election today. And as you heard in that report from Alan Tomlinson, it's expected that the election will be hotly contested by the three main parties. A short while ago, I spoke to Tim Hector, leader of the opposition, Antigua Caribbean Liberation Movement. I asked him how he saw his party's chances.
I would think that I would have to be extremely straightforward about this. We have, I think, only a very remote chance of so doing. I know that that is an unusual for a politician to make that sort of statement. It is expected to say, yes, we will win. The essential issues, I think, are the corruption of the government, evidenced by the fact that the influential New Yorker magazine recently described Antigua as a playpen for Prime Minister Byrd and his son, and that they play with financial institutions and the infrastructure of the country. And I'm quoting exactly from the New Yorker. On the other hand, we are raising the question of establishing institutions of accountability, whereby the government is accountable.
You've been refused access to the media. How will you be able to get your views across effectively?
Well, I think we have come up with what we consider to be some fairly innovative strategies in terms of having meetings in the public market on Saturdays when there is a great deal of people present. And we have concentrated on a lot of publications and little pamphlets, etc., which we are carrying to the homes of various voters, so that not being able to meet them at the public meeting and not being able to meet them on radio and television, one has to attempt to meet them by print. But, of course, this is costly, it is expensive, it is not easy, and it demands an enormous amount of work to hand these things individually to people, because you couldn't even use the post to send them, since they would probably be sabotaged in the post.
Wouldn't it make more sense for the opposition parties to join forces to fight these elections?
Looked at externally, that it would give that appearance. But I would think that the two opposition parties do occupy different levels of the spectrum, in that one is extremely far to the right.